Tomorrow's news today, here on November 7. Reminding that the key lens to be interpreting all the litigations about to go on with the contested presidency, the key lens is the lens of the church, the eyepiece of God's program. All news begins from his desk. There is nothing new to him. And as we get news on the horizon of the political landscape, this is just tentative. What counts is what God has on his calendar. Here are some thoughts to ponder, and we'll be concluding with a meditation in Isaiah chapter 41. The celebrity community, Hollywood, the movie stars, the conservatives from this arena have had a relatively small footprint, little influence, been little speaking out from this side of the register. But as part of the moral majority, even those that have nothing to do with the evangelical church, are going to rise up in defense of the innocent. And their very philosophy about protecting the vulnerable will cause them to get a different perspective. And this boat is going to take off, and it's going to leave in its wake the followable trail for others, both segments of the moral majority, those that we could call the logical moralists who embrace conservative values but not from the Lordship of Christ, and then the true remnant church that embraces timeless conservative values, those that are a biblical basis, from knowing Christ as Lord. The two groups together are going to enter in hugely over the next days and weeks. The media won't be paying attention to this. We're likely not even hearing much of it from President Trump and his people per se. But as the days turn into weeks, and they will, contesting this with unexpected longevity. An important part of the moral majority is going to be affected, and that is the older gatekeepers, patriots of the Constitution, that have been content to lay back, but the pain and oppression of the innocent are going to stir them. They wield great influence all the way from the military through, you might say, hidden sectors of the financial elite, etc. These gatekeepers are going to fund and open the way for more celebrity voices to come to the fore. And though they will lack kingdom content, per se, they're going to sing impressive songs about human rights of the conservatives, of the values that bring wholesome families. These solid kind of things, themes will be sung from the mouths of the celebs, the movie stars, the Hollywood crowd, etc. And working with them as this election is litigated is going to be the true church that is going to favor a whole new communication network. They're going to abandon places like Fox News largely for things like Newsmax and other things where the people that have taken over places like Fox are much less sympathetic ultimately to taking essential values to where they really have to go. So in this kind of under the radar but legitimate and profound new news movement and the awakening of the sleeping giant of the conservatives of the moral majority, the movement will take on great momentum, not supporting Trump so much as the values that Trump has espoused and campaigned on, which is all the better. And this resistance to the radical left takeover will be unbroken and relentless. It'll be on wings, as you might think. It could be described, rising up higher and higher, with Bible-based values fought for like never before from both segments of the moral majority. They will imperfectly play out God's perfect plan. And with all their imperfections, though they will remain very gentlemanly and discreet, they'll be well-behaved for the most part, unlike the radical leftist side. God's perfect plan that's had this on his calendar, where he's going to expose things the church should have exposed with strong leadership and fearless Christian testimony, what has not happened with them is going to happen through this process. And as in Isaiah 41, God's going to scatter the wrongdoers. There's going to be a tremendous expose, not in the next days, but over the next weeks, requiring very patient endurance, which will happen with law-abiding, peaceable expose, bringing these details to the forefront, and the momentum will cascade, and things will keep going on in the right direction.